Anderson Cooper, welcome to the 360 podcast. Iraq in chaos. Who the radical Islamist militants are, what they want as they surge through cities in Iraq, and what, if anything, the United States plans to do about it. Let's get started. The country in chaos as cities continue to fall under the control of radical militants intent on establishing an Islamic State throughout the region. The militants of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, will have more on who they are exactly and what they want in a moment. As for what they're doing right now, it's a violent surge through Iraq, threatening the capital of Baghdad and taking over the city of Mosul. State-run television says the Iraqi military has taken back control of the city of Tikrit, which had appeared to have fallen just one day ago. U.S. officials called the situation extremely urgent. Here's what President Obama said today.
My team is working around the clock to identify how we can provide the most effective assistance to them. I don't rule out anything because we do have a stake in making sure that these jihadists are not getting a permanent foothold in either Iraq or Syria, for that matter.
A White House spokesman Jay Carney says the United States is not contemplating ground troops, but that airstrikes are being considered. Iraq's military carried out its own airstrikes overnight. Ara Damon joins me live from Erbil, Iraq, with the latest. So we've heard ISIS continuing its push through the country. What's the latest you're hearing right now?
Well, Anderson, they're still maintaining a very firm grip over the city of Mosul. When it comes to the oil-rich city of Kirkuk, they attempted to take that over, but they were driven back in that case, not by the Iraqi security forces, who again, by and large, abandoned their positions, but by the Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighting force. We spent the bulk of our day at one of the border crossings into northern Iraq, the region of Kurdistan, on the main road that would lead towards Mosul. And there we saw some of the Peshmerga who had gone into the areas around Mosul, managing to recover some of those Iraqi military vehicles that had been abandoned. We also continue to see a flood of refugees coming to seek safe haven here, Anderson.
A lot of families obviously fleeing cities like Mosul today. You say, though, they weren't necessarily fleeing from ISIS.
Yeah, that's what was quite interesting in speaking to them, especially at this stage, a few days after ISIS took over Mosul. It's bizarre how they were describing the situation, because they would say it was normal, it was fine. Yes, the fighters are all out on the streets. There's no real semblance of rule of law, but they said they weren't carrying out mass executions. They weren't looting or pillaging. There was running water. They were being supplied with fuel. It just goes to show you the psyche of the Iraqi population after more than a decade of warfare, what it is that they find to be important. Interesting, too, Anderson, was a flow of people going back to Mosul saying that they preferred to live under this relative bizarre stability that has been created in Mosul by ISIS rather than being under the thumb of the Iraqi security forces, who they effectively view as being a Shia force dispatched by the predominantly Shia government to clamp down on the Sunni population, really underscoring the dynamics of all of this, and that is the growing tensions between the Sunni and Shia populations, Anderson.
So I take it the people you saw going back were Sunni, obviously.
Yeah, they were for the most part, and they were from the Mosul area. Some of them were saying that they even welcomed ISIS, not viewing them as being terrorists, but actually viewing them as being revolutionaries. This is very much part of this broader battle that we're seeing between the Sunni and Shia populations here in Iraq, but also the battlegrounds in neighboring Syria. And a lot of people will tell you that for the country to be able to move out of this, it would require a certain political maturity by the part of key Iraqi players that at this stage does not necessarily exist. How has ISIS been able to gain so much control at this stage? Well, Anderson, it's also being supported to a certain degree by other Sunni insurgent groups here.